Locked-out workers at a Ralph's grocery store in Los Angeles got a surprise Saturday morning when a group of local Green Party members showed up to offer free massages to workers on the picket lines.
Hey, my name's Anna Salazar. I'm striking at the Ralph's on 3rd and La Brea. I just got a massage. It feels really good to be rubbed really good.
It was good. I thank you for giving this massage. It's really nice and very good for us because this is helpful to our stress.
Oh, I feel 20 years less the white hair. I feel younger now.
Several members of the Los Angeles Greens are massage therapists and practitioners. They brought portable massage chairs and set them up on the sidewalk in front of the Rouse at the corner of La Brea and 3rd Street. Lisa Scott explains why the Green Party was there.
Green Party members are here today to show support for the striking workers. We're offering free massages to those walking the picket line. We're going to take their signs and walk the picket line for them. You know, we figure this strike's been a really big pain in the neck for them, so we're hoping to give them some relief. We're also here to speak out about single-payer health care, which would provide health care for all Californians by creating a single insurance plan, which is administered by a single agency.
The striking workers are members of UFCW, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, and the primary issue in this strike is health care benefits. The unionized grocery store chains want to cut the company's contribution to their workers' health care premiums, as several Ralph's workers explained.
You guys are on strike about health benefits, right?
Yes, health benefit and our pension benefit. Many people in the news media just say it's our wages, but we are not fighting for our wages. We are fighting for our health care, which I believe everyone should be able to have a health care.
My name is Vera Luz, and I work for Ralph Grocery Store. I got 2 daughters. I'm a single mom. They want to take our health benefits out, and not a lot of people. It's a full-timer. Not a lot of people. Her income is not they earn a lot of money. See, like me, I only make $10 an hour. A lot of cashiers, they make $18 an hour. Not everybody's a full-timer. So we're fighting for the things that they're gonna take off away from us.
The UFCW struck Vons and Pavilions, which are owned by Safeway Incorporated, on October 11th after contract talks stalled. The Kroger Company, which owns Ralph's and Albertsons, locked out their UFCW workers immediately. Teamsters and other unions are honoring the strike and refusing to cross picket lines. While workers were getting their massages on Saturday, 2 fire trucks pulled up at the Trader Joe's across the street, and striking workers reported that firefighters have said they will not cross UFCW picket lines. Southern Californians appear to generally support the strike as well.
It looks like there's a pretty empty parking lot here. Saturday morning, I'd expect to see a whole lot more cars.
On the weekends, it's always been busy. But right now, like I told you, a lot of customers are supporting us, so that's good for us.
Hi, my name is Sasha Karlick, and I'm with the LA Greens. I'm a registered voter with the Green Party of California. And we're here just to show our support and solidarity with the workers. And we want to show, be as an example and incite more Greens and anyone else who feels that this is the right thing to do, to be out here in support. So we want to ask more people to show up and walk this picket line, show solidarity, not just here in this part of LA, but all across Southern California, all across the nation.
The top of the pay scale for cashiers at Ralph's and other grocery stores with UFCW contracts is $17.90 an hour, and some have tried to use this fact as ammunition against the striking and locked out workers. The problem, as Anna Salazar explains, is that most grocery store workers don't make the top of the scale, and the vast majority of her co-workers only work part-time.
Well, not everyone makes $17.90 an hour. There's a lot of people here who are making the minimum, which is $6.75. I myself do not make the $17.90 an hour. I only make $13.27 an hour, and I'm a manager. I would say maybe 10% is full-time. The other 90% are part-time.
Bueno, mi nombre es Odilia. Porque nos quieren quitar los beneficios el 50% y Otra cosa que quería agredir es que no todos los departamentos ganamos el top 3. Yo soy courtesy clerk y solo gano 7.50. Estoy haciendo como $16,000 al año. Con esto tengo que soportar a mi mamá, pagar mis biles, mi renta, y yo pienso que eso es una injusticia que nos quieren hacer, trabajando tan duro como trabajamos todos en los departamentos, y eso es una injusticia lo que nos quieren hacer por quitarnos todos los beneficios que ellos proponen a nosotros.
Research by the nonprofit Californians for Family Economic Self-Sufficiency has found that in Los Angeles County, a single parent with two young children must earn at least $19.35 an hour and work full-time in order to meet the family's basic needs. That's far more than what the vast majority of grocery store workers earn. State Senator Sheila Kuehl has introduced a bill that Green Party members believe would eliminate the problem of health care coverage, not only for these striking and locked out grocery store workers, but for all workers in California, as massage therapist Linda Piera Avila explained while giving a massage on Saturday.
Specifically, Sheila Kuehl's bill, SB 921, if that were in place now, there would be no need for people to strike in order to get basic health care coverage. And in addition, it would save the taxpayers of California $14 billion to boot.
Workers on the picket line say they want the strike to end so that they can go back to work, but they are resolved to stay there until the company offers a contract that does not cut their health and pension benefits. Again, Anna Salazar.
You know, in a way it feels very frustrating, but in a way, you know, we go stronger and stronger every day that goes by.
In the meantime, workers like Vera Luz say that the best thing people can do to support them is to not cross UFCW picket lines.
They can go to another store, they can go to John's, they can go to Food for Less, they can go to Trader Joe's, but don't come to Ralph unless we are in the store already working. Because they have a lot of people working who they don't have no union, and they come from the street and they don't know what they're doing inside. They don't tell the customer, have a nice day. Like us, we do with a heart. That's what the customer loves about us, that we tell the customer, have a nice day. We help the customer with everything they need. So that's why they're supporting us.
Grocery workers in other states also went on strike last week. More information about the strikes in Southern California and elsewhere can be found on the union's website, www.ufcw.org. Reporting from Los Angeles, this is Bronwyn Malden with the LA Independent Media Center and Radio IMC LA.